from your home for Lowered Expectations, a new game show brought to you seemingly weekly by Vikings fans.
Ow.
Semi-live.
Ow.
From a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I don't think I want to say who I am. I'm Eric.
Oh, that's good stuff, guy.
Is it?
I held that one together. That was a nice run-on sentence.
You planned that one, didn't you?
I did. I didn't. Yeah. I held that one in for minutes. That one felt good. I wrote that. Yeah, that's it.
I'm just going to stare at the screen, not you.
How was your game last week, man?
We're not. Why are we starting off with that?
Fine. Do you want to talk about how awesome the Packers did?
No.
We could talk about the... That's an end of show, isn't it? That's a...
Done. You want to talk about food?
The traffic jam on my way into work was something. Traffic was backed up.
Vikings
three
sucked.
Blocks.
That was horrible.
Do you want to review the box score?
No.
Do you want to? Are you sure? I'm going to review with. Because
I will mute you.
You could.
I can. I will.
Do you think you'd be able to talk? Packers and Vikings.
I don't need to talk
and
about Packers.
Badgers football for 20 some minutes.
It's not Carson Wentz's all his fault.
No, it isn't. It isn't all his fault because he's not that good.
Well, he's not that good because, A, I don't think you put anybody in that with that offensive line. Nobody's going to be good.
No.
That's the biggest thing. And we can't stop the run to save our life right now.
Or run the football with any... This I just want to review a quick box score.
The O-line.
Yep.
If your O-line is horrible, you can't do nothing.
That is
running,
factual. Yep.
You know, you're going to be running for your life, Carson Wentz. You already had a separated shoulder.
You're going to find yourself... Well, he got beat up in the game previous to the point where they talked to him after the game, and he really... You could hear him, and you could see it. I'm not... You could just see. He wasn't 100%.
No, but he...
To start that game.
He was on the record. He was interviewed and said, I wanted to be out there. I'm going to do whatever I can. Surgery was going to happen no matter what down the road, but with him... being even brutally murdered.
Sure, he got whooped up on
it. It hurt him even more, dislocated it, you know, whatever. But anyway, go ahead, box score.
Whatever. 15 for 27
Ouch.
For 140. I mean, that's not awful. On the plus side, Max Brosmer was 3 for 4. Your backup quarterback is going to
stay. They should be having him in there more. Because
now would have been there. I mean, last week would have been the time to panic. You know, like yesterday.
Panic, but just,
you know,
it's
at work,
like,
at work when it gets real busy, it's like, you know, we probably should have prepared for this yesterday. yeah, right? That's how
two restaurant guys are talking on the radio.
Pretty much exactly how my weekend went, and maybe your day did too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Getting Max Brosmer in spots and bits and pieces in practice sounds good, but they're trying to win games. And for a bit there, because they're 3-4. It's not like they're 1-and. It's not like they've been 1-7
like the Jets.
Functionally close in a number of games, kind of, sort of, mostly.
They looked great against the Bengals.
They had 11 carries for 34 yards.
I know.
5 for 15 for our friend Aaron Jones. Jordan Mason, 4 carries for 3 yards. That's...
I know.
You could do that. That's... If you fell forward... From me to you is 3
right.
yards.
But that's the O-line.
Yeah, that's consistently...
You know, that O-line is very expensive, and it's not doing what we wanted to do.
And again, I'll circle back to something I said the other day, is that offense is not sparkly. That offense is not clean and crisp. That offense, for having an offensive genius at the helm, and Kevin O'Connell is alleged to be such, they are not... an overwhelming offensive unit.
Once again, I mean, really, I'm going to harp on that old line. It is so, you know, I know.
I mean, Kirk Cousins had a pretty good career for not having an offensive line around him.
Well, he had better than what we're doing right now this year. No, he did.
Apparently.
He did.
So,
I mean, last year, our old line was, for the most part, healthy. Christian Darrisaw was good.
So do we just keep banging off losses then if we're our Vikings? And this week we're going against the... Any ideas? You forgot. The Lions.
No,
it's the Lions, right? It's the Lions. They're playing the Nooner against the Lions. That's a loss.
Yeah,
at the Lions is a loss.
Yeah.
So that feels like 3-5.
Yep.
Now we're going to go to...
Oh, you got the schedule right there.
Yeah, you know, a little help for you here. I'm going to try to help you out. The Lions next go to the Ravens. They got the Ravens at home. The Ravens are 2-5, but are probably the most talented 2-5 team in the league, certainly more talented, I believe,
we'll see,
than the 3-4.
Who do they play this weekend?
Oh, the Ravens?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have that schedule in front of me.
Well, of course not.
And then we get to go to the Bears, who are the winners of 3 out of 4. And then we go to the Packers, who might be the best team in the NFC.
Whoa.
Might.
No.
Might. I said might. Or who's, well, we'll get there, but who could be better? Who's better?
I don't think they're going to win against the, when the Packers and the Lions play again.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, that's coming the last third. We're in week more than halfway through, right? Like yeah, we're like week nine out of 18? 17? They play 17 games with a bye. So we get 18 weeks. We're halfway. Mm. And then after that, they go to the Seahawks.
Yeah, this is the Vikings have the fourth hardest schedule this year.
So we could be looking at a 4-10 mark at that point, right?
Like this Commanders.
Right. Yeah.
Cowboys.
Oh, there you go. Cowboys aren't very good, but at that point, maybe the Vikings aren't very good either. You know, it's I like to harp on them.
They'll be a wild if they're a wild card.
Where you think that the Vikings are gonna cobble out. Let's say they can beat the Ravens and the Bears.
Yep.
Are you gonna give them the Packers? Are you going to give them the Seahawks?
I have seen worse teams of the Vikings beat the Packers.
Sure, yes. Yeah, I saw it earlier this year with the Cleveland Browns. You're absolutely right. Anybody can beat anybody. So
I got to remain hopeful. If we're a 500 team, I don't know.
Lowered expectations. Yeah, no.
I don't know. I just want JJ out there.
We were supposed to be 10-8. I remember their ceiling and floor were right in that 10-8 neighborhood.
Floor is not going to be there next year.
And so now we could be a 6-win. You could be a 6-12 and still consider it to be a successful year. If McCarthy gets in,
if he gets
through the year, because with this offensive line, if an experienced guy like Kirk Cousins, or not like Kirk, Carson Wentz can't soldier his way through it.
But it's Carson Wentz.
Can J.J. McCarthy, coming off multiple leg injuries, do it? Well, maybe. I guess we'll see, right? Like,
that's the whole thing is we'll see. This is the year to find out whether or not J.J.'s, and if it's not, if we're 5 and we have the, 12?
Yeah, you could get a quarterback with that.
We can get, we have a top 10 pick.
You could certainly answer
the... We don't have to trade anymore.
Either are answering the question of, do we have enough support around J.J. McCarthy, or you're answering the question of, should we replace him?
Because there's some good quarterbacks
in college. But here's the trick, is that 5 or 6 wins, you're in the same spot you were last year. You're drafting 10. You're drafting the third best quarterback
11,
in it. And you're drafting like the third best quarterback in a draft at that point. You're not falling into Jaden Daniels. You're not getting Drake May. You're not even getting Caleb Williams at that point. You're getting
that's why the rest of the year is really important to see what you have to make that determination.
So wins or losses aren't going to
at this point. I just want development.
So it really does answer. My next question was going to be for your Vikings, because the NFL has a trade deadline. That trade deadline's coming up like this week, maybe next.
The 4th.
Coming soon. Like
November 4th. A
couple days next week. By like next week, Monday or Tuesday, right? So are the Vikings buyers, sellers, or stay patters? Because if you stay pat, you want those, if you're going to win 6 games, those 3rd and 4th and 5th round picks that you give up to gain players are valuable picks, correct? Because you're getting a better third-round pick. Yeah.
But
are you buying to get somebody else's?
The only thing I could see them buying is O-line.
What if some offensive lineman comes up that you could trade for, but you got to give up your... Because a lot of these things happen where you give up your... fourth-round pick.
But you've got to give up another player in order to get one.
And you get a guy back, and they give you, like, a 7th-round pick. So, like, you're losing a pick but gaining a later sort of thing. But those are those ones that you use to trade up, right? Like, that's how you acquire somebody else's 4th-round pick in a trade. So are you wanting anything? So health, development should come with health. Mm-hmm. Are you looking for better – are you looking to trade Jordan Addison?
We talked about this today with a friend of mine.
That feels tradable,
right?
That's
a Viking fan. He goes, yeah. I mean, considering all of his off-field.
You're going to get.
You could really. For Jordan Addison to go to another team, let's say the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They're going to
They need that. I mean,
so you'd
they'd
get
give
maybe
up.
You're not going to get a first-round pick for a Jordan Addison. You'll get a second-round pick. You might get a couple second-round picks. You might get a second and a third round. You're not going to get.
But that second, third, and fourth is pretty
useful.
really good. I mean, you can get
You want to see a Vikings team without a legit number two wide receiver? Does that help your team as much as it does J.J. McCarthy needs more weapons to throw to because T.J. Hockenson's making great?
They're not going to do much.
Okay.
I know they're not going to, unless they pick up somebody that's O-line and they give somebody Will Fries or something.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, one of the guys we pick up in the offseason going, this is not going to work out, man.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, I think the weapons are there. T.J. Hockenson's not having a year. Why? Because he's too busy blocking.
Well, I was watching that on NFL Live earlier today. They were talking very specifically about why. Well, it was actually on the fantasy football podcast because they were talking about how there's no tight ends
right. In
football for fantasy football, because if you play, you know, there's about three of them. All the rest are just luck shots.
Yeah.
And it's having to do with a lot of offensive line problems in the NFL currently. Is there's a lot of injuries, a lot of backups, a lot of guys.
There've been a lot more injuries this year, I think, than the past.
And what it's causing as an effect is teams are blitzing because they know the offensive linemen can't handle it, or they're not blitzing; they're just getting through. But teams are needing a blocker. They're needing to take.
That's why the running back
seeing fullbacks back in vogue in the NFL. You're seeing two tight end or three tight end sets, but you're seeing guys have to stay at the line because their offensive line, they need to be an offensive lineman. So
if the Vikings are at least competitive and don't get blown out like they did on Thursday.
That was not close, yeah.
No, that was horrible.
It's nice to get that out of the way on Thursday, by the way. Nice and early in the week. You don't have to worry
about it. Not really, because it was prime time football. And everybody else watched it too.
Yeah.
Because it was the only thing going on. But if they're competitive, they're not going to win every game from here on out. I mean, they do. Great. But
maybe even some, yeah.
You know, they win half of them. Great. But if it's JJ's looking good and he's developing and progressing, fine.
I mean, them winning half their games here on out sits him at 7-10.
Let's look at Drake May from last year.
Yeah.
Bo Nix last year.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Not until the end of the year.
We didn't have that last year with him, with JJ, because he was out. So this year is technically his rookie year.
And he's only appeared in two games now
of his
2-year career.
Of the eight quarters, one of them looks spectacular, you know. So it's there. It's glimpses of what he can be. But he needs experience. He needs game time experience. So as long as we're competitive and winning a couple here and there, at this point, I'm like, just that buddy of mine, the friend of mine that I was working with this morning,
Gosh, I like this. This is good, man. You tell me about being competitive and...
I know what's now.
Are we going to play hard?
Now it's like...
They got to play hard,
this must
right?
be what it's like to be a Cleveland Browns
this
fan.
This is it. Like, if we were doing this globally, if this is community radio from Cleveland, this is exactly...
Because I'm used to at least being,
hopeful.
You know?
Your
but now
optimism.
This year is like, oh my God.
I mean, your Vikings is very similar to my Wisconsin Badger basketball thing, where competitive, they should win enough games to be in the postseason.
And I'm also
every
not
going to
talk about how the referees are against us.
I mean, they lost by 27 points.
Right, but Isaiah Rodgers' interception, and they said, nope, that's not a catch.
That was strange. That
okay, and the week before, T.J. Hockenson's TD catch. But they just drew. I watched a couple of highlights of other teams, exactly the same thing. They gave it to them.
No, I'm
telling you,
they're out to get them.
I don't like to be conspiracy theorists, but nobody wants us to win.
Most of the league has forgotten about the Vikings. I got to tell you that.
If
they're not winning Super Bowls, they're forgettable.
They're not up to the expectations of what everybody thought, especially the defense.
Nope.
We thought that defense was going to be top five.
It takes that shine off that Brian Flores real quick, don't it?
It's a complicated defense.
When you're not winning, your defense always looks bad.
I mean, if they're really not that good the rest of the year, bye, Flo.
Yeah, you're not.
The problem with our defense is it takes a lot of risks. It also is a very intellectual defense where you do a lot of thinking.
Well, it relies.
Sometimes not a lot of thinking.
The problem with putting together a free agent defense, which is what they have done, is you are getting other guys with warts. They have problems. There's an issue. You're getting guys who don't. There's a reason why other teams didn't want to re-sign them. They might be big, strong, fast, put up some numbers, but there's something they weren't doing to be a complete player, and you're paying them to be a complete player.
But last year,
yeah.
we made them. They made it work. So what happened from last year to this year injuries.
Well, my guess is things like Harrison Smith is now not 38. He's 48 now this year. You know, like
right.
Van Ginkle, who was a pretty good player for the Dolphins, who was injured a bit in pieces, came on towards the end of his rookie contract, got paid super well by the Vikings, is now a semi-injured player. Greenard, that they signed from the Titans, yep. Same deal. He's not that great. He's off. He's not always on the field. That was why he's not a starter for the Houston Texans.
I was thinking about this the other day between the loss and today, going, this team is not our team. This is a piece together team
yeah.
that's not homegrown. It's not like all these picks
no,
that we have
not a lot.
That are in, you know? And it's just been like whoever's doing the thing
they've
is
had to
picking
make,
them.
They've made some trades to get players, whether those players have worked out or not. Those players were supposed to be draft picks that were growing up in the system. That's what Green Bay has done correctly is, oh, I mean, they're 5-1-1, and they've made a great trade on the defensive side. But other than that, you're seeing guys like Devontae Wyatt draft and develop. Quay Walker draft and develop. You're seeing guys.
Right.
Keyshawn Nixon, undrafted free agent. Now you're number one as a cornerback. They're drafted offensive line.
Right.
Their offensive line is put together with draft picks.
Right.
Sixth and seventh round, fifth round,
but I was thinking,
third round
like I said,
draft picks.
It's like I really looked at this, and our people on the defensive side, just on the defensive side, has just been picked from wherever.
Other guys.
Right. So, I don't know. Enough of them, Minnesota.
Are you sure?
Let's just bring on your Packers
quick.
Do you
know that the Packers are the best team in the NFC?
No, they're not.
Can you tell me why they're not? Why are they not the best team in the NFC? If they aren't, who's better?
Detroit.
Okay. Well, the Packers have beat Detroit this year.
You want to? Hey, okay.
Yeah.
Now you're sounding like a real true Packer fan.
I mean, isn't that
hanging around? Oh, we beat Detroit the first week. Yeah. Well, until that up past that game and everything else, it's looking like Detroit is Detroit again, and they're scoring. Your Packers have not looked like the Packers that won that game,
and they've been
up and down and up and down. And
they're finding ways to win, like
and
this
lose.
This win against the Steelers.
Yeah,
they beat Aaron Rodgers.
So what?
Finally, the monkey is off their backs.
Oh God, it's the Steelers.
The Jordan Love game. You know,
the Steelers are going to win their division by default.
Correct. That's how that
good.
Works. Well, I mean,
they're not good.
No, but they're. I mean, they're better.
You
than
lost
the Vikings.
To Cleveland.
A couple teams might lose to Cleveland this year. Maybe a couple. Maybe one, maybe two more. Packers.
Your guys are bipolar.
It's.
Sometimes you go, okay, I'm going to tell you right now, my fantasy football, my personal one.
Yeah.
I got Jordan Love as my quarterback.
Sure, yeah.
But I get nervous.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like against Pittsburgh, he was like, yeah, got me 23, 24 points.
Next week? Nine.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you know?
So if you're the Packers, you beat the Lions, you beat the Commanders, you lose to the Browns. You tie the Cowboys, you beat the Bengals, you beat the Cardinals, you beat the Steelers. Next you got the Panthers at 4-4 and the
Trap
Eagles.
Game.
And the Eagles, right? And
Eagles.
After that, you've got winnable games against the
Giants,
the
Vikings,
and then you got your real game. But that's the end of your season, basically. At that
Broncos,
point, we're talking week 16.
Ravens.
Yeah, that's a real. I mean, that's a real. That's a hard way to finish your season. Those are playoff. Those last five.
And once
teams,
again, my Vikings. No matter how bad we might be for every other team playing, when we play the Packers, we play the Packers. No matter what it is, because Vikings are at Lambeau in the 23rd of November, and then the last game's at Minnesota. So.
But I can tell you, watching the Packers, they still the problems that felt like they would arrive for that team. Are here. They didn't address the cornerback position in the draft well enough. They didn't address in free agency the correct. Nate Hobbs, the free agent cornerback they signed from the Raiders, has been benched. He was a slot guy.
Right.
And now they've drafted guys who are better in the slot.
Let me ask you this question.
Oh, yeah.
If Tucker Kraft goes out with an injury, how confident are you with that team?
Still good. Nope. Still fine because.
I don't know about that.
I mean, Luke Musgrave is in theory. He was drafted before Tucker Kraft. They've got depth at the. Their offense also doesn't revolve around apparently any single player.
No,
it doesn't
it
revolve
can't.
Around. Their two best players aren't even the most involved, right? Like, Like, Josh Jacobs might get 15 carries for 60 yards, but he'll somehow scrape out 3 touchdowns.
Sure.
Romeo Doubs and his giant helmet will get the... He's got the, you know, he's know, got the inflatable know, helmet. Gush, gush. But, you know, like, he'll get 9 receptions, but Christian Watson might be their best player, and he'll spend the entire game just sprinting down the field, right, holding his hamstring and not catching anything. Tucker Kraft goes out. I mean, yes. Right now. That would be like saying, if the most important offensive weapon for the Vikings goes out, are you confident in their team? No, of course not. But, I mean, there's backup. If Justin Jefferson goes out, you've got another wide receiver. It's not like they got to play with 10 guys.
Right.
So, yes, if they're...
I mean, so right now, as it is, mm-hmm. I mean, you tied with the Cowboys. It's just the losses of the tie. Just kind of go, what?
I mean, that tie feels like a loss. That loss feels like 2 losses, yeah, quite honestly.
Right.
Watching the way Cleveland has laid down to every other team that they have played this year.
Yeah.
Is remarkable that they could lose that game in that fashion. It's no more surprising to me than them beating the Lions on opening day, quite honestly. I thought the Lions, we talked about, like, that might be the one time you can catch the Lions this year.
Right.
But, yeah, so I mean, going down the stretch here.
I mean, you got the Eagles, but they're a hot mess, but they're still winning.
Yeah. I mean, there isn't a team that you name that doesn't have an oddity to them.
Buccaneers, but they're really injured.
Really injured. That's the thing. And you're also relying on Baker
Sam
Mayfield.
Darnold and Seahawks, but apparently you don't have to worry about him in the playoffs.
Correct. Well, not apparently. We watched him last year. It was fun to watch if you weren't a Vikings fan.
I mean, I'd give the Packers their top. I mean, right now as it stands. But I still think the Detroit Lions are still going to wallop anybody and everybody, because they have been.
Detroit's that team that can show up at Lambeau in the winter in a playoff game and still win 34-17.
Buccaneers, who we think is a pretty decent team, sure, no matter what, 24-9. Chiefs beat the Lions, but the Chiefs are hot. I don't think anybody's going to beat the Chiefs again unless it's Indianapolis. Lions beat the Bengals. Lions beat the Browns. Lions beat the Ravens. There's some quality wins there.
And watching them, the way that they win games,
they're just gritty.
Because they've been on TV most every single week in a prime slot, man, they beat you like...
And their
safeties. This sounds silly, but they beat you like a college team beats you. Like when Ohio State used to go up against, when they had all that NFL talent, and they would just be like, well, we're going to run it 37 times against you for 186 yards.
They have the running backs to do
that.
And
also, our wide receivers are going to our first, you know, like, that seems like what Detroit does, because they seem to be loaded at every offensive and defensive spot.
The last year and into this year, defense has been kind of a question.
Yeah.
But Aiden Hutchinson is back with a new contract.
He got paid big, yeah. Okay.
But their safeties, or cornerbacks, are back this week, too. Both of the starting ones have been out with injury. That's a major thing.
It does. Depth everywhere, obviously, but depth on the outside makes your defense go.
Right.
It makes everything sort of click together when you're healthy. But yeah, no, the Packers
they're good. I hate to admit it. I mean, they're good. I mean, they've got some weird losses, but they're kind of up and down. But right now, in the rest of the NFC, other than maybe the Lions or the Eagles, nobody else is going to really compete with them.
No, and I mean, they've got a chance here. Like I said, Panthers
it's
at
not
4
like the
and 4.
AFC.
No, the AFC is real top heavy, right? Like,
weird.
Yeah. No, I believe this, that the top 4 teams in the AFC, and you can pick them off from the division leaders. I believe that all 4 of those teams are better than all of the teams in the NFC.
Oh yeah.
I think that very strongly.
Would you want to see the Chiefs?
No. Would you want? I mean, quite honestly, no.
Colts right now, the way they're playing.
No, Jonathan Taylor's playing like an MVP. Like, a running back hasn't been named the MVP
since
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, if he breaks a couple records, and they go on a run in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Before, actually, the MVP is determined in the regular season, not playoff. But if he goes on and breaks a touchdown and gets, because he's on pace for 29 touchdowns.
I was just gonna say Saquon Barkley last year had 15 touchdowns,
right,
and he was the MVP of the league. Jonathan Taylor is on pace to double that. He's on pace to put up
29
LaDainian Tomlinson level rushing stats.
For
no one who's, that's the thing, is generational. Once in a, the numbers he's putting up.
Also, the problem is, it's normally, it's stupid, but it's a quarterback award, really.
Correct.
But right now, there is no quarterbacks that are really shining.
No, nothing like he is.
Nothing like Josh Allen did last year.
Correct. Or, you know, or Lamar Jackson in years past, where they just blow the roof off the doors on the numbers. Yeah.
Daniel Jones. I mean, any of them in the AFC. Yep. There's nobody in the NFC. I mean, Baker was kind of, but he's
Jalen
lost.
Jalen Hurts was, but again, once he has one interception or something, but he won't get it because.
But yep. So if the other people that are candidates for MVP, if they're not up there, I could see Jonathan Taylor.
So will you be the
getting,
one who says, well, Jordan Love won the MVP. Let's say the Packers somehow keep coasting along and winning these games, and they are at 14-2-1. Is Jordan Love the MVP of our National Football League then? Will you get? Not. Won't you get excited for another Packer quarterback to win the MVP, though?
Anyway.
Generational talent.
You've got 2 minutes left.
We didn't even talk about
it. You got 3 minutes, actually. But
well, that's okay. Let's shift gears to something that still bothers me.
Brewers?
No. Next week, I want to talk about the Brewers as a whole season.
Okay.
It's been a couple weeks to kind of soak it all in, yeah. And I watched the World Series. The Brewers are not on par with the Dodgers. They aren't. They aren't. The Dodgers play incredible baseball.
See,
at
it
a
sounds
much
like you're almost
level.
Like really just the gratitude is there just that they made it to where they made it.
Yeah, yeah. The season they had.
That's like a Vikings some plan. Of the,
yes,
make it to the second round.
Some of the players that stepped up in huge ways this year that I did not see coming. The excitement that I have for next year isn't something I want to cover in 4 minutes.
2 minutes.
Dang. What I do want to talk about. Is awful coach Luke Fickell for the Wisconsin Badgers
still is there?
Still has a job. They lost to the Oregon Ducks 21 to, hey, they finally scored a touchdown, 7.
Here's your problem now with that.
Ugh, what's the problem?
Is that Penn State's looking for a head coach. LSU is now looking for a coach. Yeah. Florida State, I think.
Great. They can all have our coach. Every
but
one of them.
Then who are you going to get?
Don't care. Give me the assistant.
Give me the
defensive coach for Ohio State. Give me the passing game coordinator for Oregon. Give me the
offer
DeSoto
to Jim Leonard.
High school coach. Whatever, man. Make it happen. The millions that they will spend are well worth it. They finally scored 7 points at the end of this game. They are losing recruiting battles. They are losing old school football, new school football. They're losing fans.
Now I got a minute.
Well, fire the guy and I wouldn't have to keep talking about this, you know? Like, I think it's not hard to do.
They've got to fire him.
At the end, if it's not coming at the end of... If it's not coming now...
It's because it's a bye week now?
They're on a bye week. They lost to Oregon. After that Oregon game would have been the chance to leave him on the tarmac and start over. They did not do that. He's back this week hanging out, not in limbo, because if you're a recruit, you're not going to Wisconsin because of Fickell, because right. He ain't going to be there.
The problem, too, is that the portal opens up again.
Immediately the last week of the season.
Right.
So if you haven't made a coaching decision, you're behind. Yeah, no, they are clearly behind and are going to butcher this again. I'm sure they are. One
Jim
minute
Leonard.
Left.
Jim Leonard.
Anybody. Some other guy named Leonard Cohen. Whoever, man.
Like, 20 seconds.
On the plus side, Giannis Antetokounmpo is averaging 36 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists
and
on 70% shooting, and loudly talked about wanting to stay. So that's great.
Okay.
Everybody, have a great weekend. Thanks for doing this. Bye.